ध्यानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो भक्त्याभिहीनापराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणाम्। We have explained in Srimad Bhagavatam the Dhruva Upakhyan, how hard a story it is. He did giving up any kind of food, water, even air, everything he gave. Now you should think that what we have given up. No? So you should make a comparison. And you can see that in how much water you are. How much, how deep you are. That what we have. He came, he left his home penniless. No? Nothing with him. Only there was some door coping. Alone came. He came in at the bank of Yamuna and thinking, I must do or die, I will have to take darshan of Hari because my mother has told. So I will do or die, but my object of my life is this, to have a darshan quickly and to be emperor of whole world. Thus, only for emperor he do it. And what we want, our object is so high, so we will have to pay so much high, more than what he did. As a result, he got the emperor of whole world. He became. But he, after that 36,000 of year, he realized, bogus things I have taken. Bogus. When I will go giving all these things to other planet, I cannot take my, even a hair, nothing. So why are you doing all these things? Nonsense. So he was repenting. So what should we do? What is this real world? What is this? Then Sukadeva Goswami began to tell the life of Devahuti and Kapil Sambhad. You know, there was a rishi, his name was Kardam Rishi. And also Manu, that is Prajapati Manu, has a very beautiful daughter, so qualified and beautiful. At that time he was most beautiful in whole world, and so qualified. Kardam Rishi is like a Saktavesh avatar. Saktavesh, you think, understand? Empowered. Or it can be told that he was manifestation of Godhead. He was so learned, and he has so many kinds of yoga siddhi. Yoga siddhi means? He wanted to be in a renounce order and to do bhajan. But Brahma was upset. He was thinking that all my sons and grandsons are being like Narad, in the line of Narad. How this world will be cultivated? So he went to that Kardam and requested that you should follow me. If you go to jungle, what will be there? Why not being in household life and chanting and remembering, doing all these things, and also making sons and daughters and children try to obey me? And he told him and requested him to be a householder. And then Brahma himself arranged his marriage with Devahuti. They were married. Both were young, and by his yoga vidya, he at once called a very good Biman. Biman's an aeroplane. If he wished this Biman, this aeroplane, becomes smaller, and when he wanted so bigger, and like a very good palace having all the facilities there, everything. And then air condition or anything more than heaven also. Worldly the, now a bio printer, everything is going on. So more than this. And in the being in that aeroplane, they used to go to in the very beautiful valleys, like Kashmir Valley, Alps Valley, or beautiful anything in world, Niagara Jalprapat, waterfalls, every and there. And they touring in the whole world in beautifulest places and testing worldly desires. And after that, Kapil Dev came in his in her womb. He is also told Gyanavatar, Saktavesh avatar of knowledge. And gradually he became John, when he became in the age of 16, his father Karnam told his wife, "Now I want your permission to go in dense forest and to meditate Krishna." And he told what is world, and you should also engage yourself in this. And I have left my son, he is so qualified in tattva gyan and everything, treat him like a Bhagwan. And he quickly left that place. Then one day Devahuti called his son, and there was a dialogue, very beautiful dialogue, that how a soul comes in this body and how he gives up. What are his requirements? And never it fulfills. Coming and lacks and lacks yonis.
Species.
Sometimes face, eggs, hands, and then the Western peoples, especially Muslims, when you have any child, a little, they will cut like this and give masala so much.
Spices.
And they will fall like this. Fishes, sometimes donkey, sometimes pig and hogs, sometimes demigods in heaven, sometimes like Himalaya mountain, and your life will be like Himalaya, lakhs and lakhs, crores of crores years of life. So this in the last birth, how he will remember? He will be like that. That kind of body he will have. How this body comes, this soul comes out in the last through nose, eyes, this ear, mouth, and two doors, any of these. There are 9 gates, any of them. If the soul, at the time of you see that a person is dead and his eyes are opened, then you should see that it has come out from eyes, and it will go in the rays of sun, and it will go in the sky, and there clouds are there. He will be covered with clouds, waters, and again it will come down. If it is has gone by this, then with air he will go. No? If by lower, if it has, then it will go to Narak, hell. And he helped to test so many things there. If a man is lusty, at once they will arrange a very red iron pillar and forcibly they will tighten it in that. Oh, you should test all lusty persons like this. If you have done any wrong thing, always hinsa, violence, cutting animals and doing all these things. Then there are so many dogs there. There are so many tigers and all this. At once they will attack you and you take attacking everything. And after that you will not buy diver. And there is a very big and their oil is what you know? Coming and going. Flames are coming and they will give it to you. But you will not die. Only you will taste all the sufferings. But if any is pious one, he had not done so much bad activities, very little, and he has done some good activities, pious, serving father, mother, obeying them, not doing any, not hinsa, violence and all these things, then it may be that it will be फट जाएगा फटना का क्या क्रैक एंड फ्रॉम हियर आत्मा विल एंड देन देर आर टू मार्ग फॉर देम अर्ची मार्ग फ्रॉम सो मेनी ब्लैक अंधकार डार्कनेस यू विल हैव टू गो वेयर he will go, have to go gracefully, even from Bhur, Bhuva, Swaha, Maha, Janat, Sata. And from there they will go to Mohini Lok. Eight covers. Anywhere he will may go. And those who are more pious, pious, they will go to heaven for some days and again they will come. And after that, again they will come covered with water's layer, through clouds, and they will come down. If they are in jungle, the root of the trees will take that water. If any human being is taking that water or taking fruits, that seed is there. Tree will take water and it will go to fruits gradually, and those who will take fruit, it will come here and it will be after some days the maila, it will come like a stool and urine, and the seed will be there, it will grow into, transferred into blood, and thus from blood coming, then with semen, and again woman and men, otherwise in animal or anywhere, in trees, male and female, thus again coming in the womb. After death, how it comes? Like this. No? Living one body, but first entering in another body, any omb or anywhere. First he is here, but he will go there. Then he will take himself from there. If a man is dying, his soul will go first there, anywhere. And they are going, and then he will leave this place.
He will die,
but something like cyclic order, it will seem that it is going on. If you will ride on a cycle and do like this, and then don't do like that, but so many yards it will go away. So many. But we are not doing anything again to do it. Similarly, Atma is there. If he will give at once, even some symptoms will be seen that he is not died, but he has left. The action is, and then he will enter there and then give up. No? Sometimes it becomes that he has so much desire and attraction to the family or anyone. So he will not go there. He will be in the air. And being there, circulating here and there. And when there Shraddha is done, Shraddha, you know, then he will give up. Then here. There are so many rules and regulations. Like in court, if anyone has done anything, you have murdered anyone. The punishment of murder is that sentence usko bhi mrityu dand hoga. This is common. But it may be that he will not be hanged. They will see that what was your intention to murder or not. If two boys were playing with pistols and there was no intention to murder, and in playing they by chance and anyone was dead, he will not put to sentence. There are not only these thousands of sections for all these things. So in this also there are so many sections. Doing all these things, nonsense. But in the last anyhow, a devotee came pure and he told, in your ears at the time of death, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama. He will have not to go here and there. Oh, very quickly. Or he will come in the shape of a pure devotee. And practicing he will go up. So, Kapil Devi is telling, Jyanne arvindakshi vimaktamani nastvai jasta bhavat abhisuddha buddhaya arujya krishnena param padam tato patanti anadrit jushmatangriya. Even a yogi who has controlled his senses and he is always thinking that aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, soham, soham. But not he has honored Krishna in his life. Then, being so high, and he will again to return in this world. And those who have done nothing, but in the last, Ajajamil, only he has kept his son's name, Narayan. He was so bad person. Left his father, mother, wives and children. And went to a prostitute. Eight sons were there. Last son was kept name Narayan. And when he was dying, he was calling his son, but he was saved from death. Not only he saw the four Vishnu doors, and at once they quickly defeated Jamadut and he was saved. And then he was chanting Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. And when he became pure, again that four doors came and took away. He has nothing to taste all these things. He is telling that if by chance anyone, any soul in the womb of mother, how his first month he will be like a very little seed covered with water sharir, airy sharir, and others, and then covered with stool, urine, and so many things here. In a deep ocean of stool and so much
nasty,
so much durgandha, if anyone will leave his wind through air, and you can see how beautiful, marvelous fragrant is coming. You cannot sit here. No? And there, here. So, he's tightened. After some time, it becomes bigger. After 6 months, something, all them are coming out very little, little, little. About in 6 months, all limbs are there, little, little, head, eyes, everything, but covered, like cow's cough when coming, covered, like covered. And he's tightened so much, and this head, where? And he is tightened so, like this, so much. He cannot move his hands and everything. You cannot imagine now, but you have imagined in the womb of your mother. Sometimes mother used to take very hot coffee, tea, so many medicines, very, very poisonous. Touching the boy, very sukomal, soft body, and crying there. But he cannot do. He cannot take breath because he is in his stool and all these things. More than his stool, rotten things are. Then he prays in 8 months or 7 months. He prays, oh Krishna, if he is fortunate, and he had done something pious thing. He had chanted and remembered Krishna in his past lives. Oh Krishna, save me, save me. I am dying. I cannot hear all these things. Take me out of Om. I am promising that when I will come of the womb of my mother, I am promising that I will surely serve you. Chant and remember. Save me. Sometimes it may be that if he is so fortunate, Krishna may give his darshan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all acharyas have written like this. But not so many, very rare. But promising. But anyhow, Krishna, if after 9 months he is so happy, merciful, he comes out of. How he comes, you may know. Suffering so much, now you are happy, you are smiling, you are doing. And at that time, kya? He cannot speak anything. So much suffering there. And first this comes, sometimes he become like this here, and doctors are called and to operate, and then sometimes he died in womb, and anyhow he comes. But when his sister's mother, Nevaras, taking, pacifying him, and all like this, harassing, and doing like this, when weeping. After some time, he forgets all these things. After that, when he becomes of at the age of 5, he is given to school to learn something. Up to young age, and after that he becomes expert in anything. And father always and mother always worry how to give marriage, and he should again have any child. Then he is married and he is now doing something to make money to support him, his wife and children. So many cows, Gita Sansar you saw yesterday, hundreds of childs quarreling themselves here and there. And I have nothing to say more. Kapil Dev is telling that you can think yourself, realize yourself. And about the age of 50, you should renounce, otherwise again you will be old. No one will care for you. Your sons, daughter and grandfather will tell you, why this old person is not dying? They will take by hook and crook everything what you have collected in your life. Oh father, oh mother, and they will take. And in the old days, you will have nothing a pious, nothing a for them penniless. And then you cannot walk, you cannot talk, any doing nothing. And a very beautiful, not beautiful, Kali, Kaluti, very black, very dangerous, ugly woman will come and will try to marry you, and that is oldness. And very possibly it will marry. Certainly. And then a gang of so many rogues, diseases, everything will come and attack at once. And then they will take your body in burning ghat, or it will be given in and then your this body, money, you will become like insect there, or cigar and crows will take all these places, or it will be burned to ashes. But soul were again like this. So he is telling, Devoti, and in the last Devoti, praying that you are God yourself, please be merciful to me. She left everything, his home and everything. He became mad in Krishna Prem, always chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna like this. He even forgot to wear cloth to cover. When she is doing his stool or passing urine, he also forgets. Devoti. Kapil Dev, after that he left the place. Unnaish. Manamana. जन्नामधेय श्रवणात् कीर्तनात् यत्प्रहणवाद् स्मरणादपि क्वचित् स्वदोऽपि शब्द श्रवणाय कल्पते कुत पुनस्ते भगवन्नु दर्शनात् अहो वत्सपचोप अतिगर्यान् जज्जिवाग्रे वर्तते तु नाम तुभ्यं ते पुस्तपस्ते जुजुष शर्णुराज्य ब्रह्मानुचूर्णां गीत Grihananti Jethi. She is praying to Kapudeva that even a person always eating the flesh of dogs or sugar, pigs and all these things, but he hears and chanting name of Krishna, he will be at once liberated. But Brahmins doing so much tapasya, heard austerities, tepus tapaste juju shashnu rajya brahmanu chun grinanti yeti. Those who are not chanting and remembering the name of Krishna, they will have to go what I have told. Unlimited chain of birth and death, suffering and sorrow. This is realized truth. That is why you are not believing and not doing so much chanting name and so weaker. But if you have faith on these things, then you must chant. You must always remember, meditate what they have told. So we should have so much faith in Krishna Nam. Anyone chanting name, hearing name, glorifying Krishna, his pastimes, his hearing, anything he is doing, then he will be at once liberated. And those who are not doing, then will have to come again and again. So be merciful to me, she is telling. I want to serve you. And saying this, Kapildev went in chanting and remember Krishna anywhere, and she left his home at once, and she became mad, telling Krishna, 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 nothing. Perhaps someone can see that she became mad, not mad. एवं प्रतस्वा प्रियनाम कृत्या जाता अनुरागो द्विचित्त उच्चै हसत तथो रोदति रोति गायत उन्मादयत नित्यत लोक बाह्य डांसिंग रिमेम्बरिंग समटाइम्स सो लाफिंग व्हेन कृष्ण कम्स एंड समटाइम्स ही फीलिंग सेपरेशन ओ कृष्ण व्हेयर टू डू एंड रोलिंग डाउन ऑन द अर्थ सो मच वीपिंग एनीवन कैन नॉट कैलकुलेट ऑल दिस. And very soon she left this world, this body, and his soul was totally purified and she went in Vaikuntha. So Parikshit Maharaj told that you should follow. Otherwise you will have to go in the womb and again. Then both, because he was incarnation of God, he was so high, and she was also became so high. Then also, there was a king, Parikshit Maharaj is questioning and he is answering, how we are unsatisfied in this world, moving here and there. We are so beautiful, but we want that more beautiful things, to enjoy all these things. Where is you? Urukam Prabhu? Where he is? He will be absent. You told him? And that is why he has not come. We are fearing. Who can tell This Puranjana Upakhyan if you are not chanting, remembering, doing Bhagavad Bhakti, then you will have to test like all these things. Anyone cannot save. What about Puranjan Upakhyan? You should tell it in brief. Their stage. So, here, he has done so much very hard austerities. Like he was doing so much fire sacrifices that everywhere in world there was Kush. And doing what you are searching. Then what she told?
I thought she was saying that I don't know who I am. So anyways,
lovely princess, and I'm so beautiful. I want to marry anyone. A person beautiful like me. And that is why I'm searching. They are my sakhis. So, I'm so fortunate to see you, that you are so young. You are like a king, prince, so beautiful, having all qualities. So now, I want to be with you. They can become so happy that what I wanted, this is doing prastav,
proposal.
Oh. And she, also they agreed and they were married. Then after that?
Then after that they gardens, streams.
And there was a big, very big palace having all kinds of facilities and 9 doors.
And the king was actually and very much enchanted by his new kingdom and his new bride, and he lived for a long, long time there, enjoying, and he had many children with the queen, and it said that he had friends, and with these different friends he would actually leave through the certain gates. Sometimes with one friend he would leave through the north gate, and with other friends he may leave through the south gate. And when he went with these particular friends through a particular gate, he would go to a certain destination. As he lived his life, he didn't understand that at every moment his life was being stolen from him by time. That he was as walking, like when a person is walking through the forest, he didn't understand that there was an archer with an arrow pointing at his heart, and there was a ferocious tiger waiting to devour him.
Palace.
What?
What is
9 gates?
9 gates. What is that lady, woman? Who is that lady? And how he was attacked? What are all these things?
When he saw
Puranjan himself, like a soul, conditioned soul, not chanting, remembering, always he wants to taste this world, beauty and lust and all, drinking wine and killing animals and doing all nonsense that nowadays people are doing. He was not satisfied with his kingdom and his wife and his children. So he was searching very beautiful, more women to taste. In the forest, Buddhimani intelligence was that woman. Intelligence. And the house which he selected, oh, 9 doors and lakhs windows. What? And nine doors means two, 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 one, two. So these are nine doors. In upper doors he used to come through eyes and to see beautiful sceneries. By sound he wanted to taste beautiful sweet things. By tongue, by mouth, he used to taste so many things, tastes. And by tongue, he used to quarrel and doing chattering, pattering, all these things. So all doors were there. And what was a snake with five heads? Hoods? Panchapran. Apan, Bayan, Udan, like without any, if you give here, air will come and it will take easily there. There is also when you are going to pass stool and urine, where you were? For your feet. It comes down, urine, and by the help of air, and breathing this, this is pradhan, prominent vayu, pran vayu. So all these are like life, but these are not life. Soul is another thing. So the intelligence of this worldly wants to taste whole world. What? Rupa, rasa, gandha, shabda, sparsha. What?
Five objects of the
senses. But never satisfied till last breathing. Never, never. And after some times, there is one friend always taking care of and good advice is giving. Who is he? Himself, Paramatma. And soul is he. Sakshi, that is Paramatma here. Always giving instruction. You should not do this. Oh, you should chant, remember. You should have a good association. But and after an old lady came, who is he? Old age. And forcibly he married. And then he attacked with his whole armies with jar. Jar means? Kashi. Cough. Cholera. Plague. Idleness, so many things, and defeats the king and ruins the kingdom. And thus he becomes helpless in the old days. And he tries to be saved by these. But at once Jamdut comes, come and they take it forcibly. After that, he was thinking of his wife, because always he was, always he was always praising her, flattering. You are so beautiful, you are so qualified, and thus he wanted to be with her all. So after this life, he became woman. And after some time he was married to anyone other. But he has the association of Narad. So some devotion, the seed of devotion was planted in her. So he was married, she was again married to any beautiful, young and devotee king. Malayaj. Malayaj. And with him she was associating also, and after that he received some bhakti. And then he left this body and became devotees. So Narada is telling that if you want to be happy forever, then don't be engaged in all these worldly things. Give up at once. Anyone has not been satisfied in lakhs and lakhs births with husband and wife and in all jonis,
species.
Never satisfied. Like ghee and fire. By giving fire, that ghee, it will go off. So anyone cannot satisfy. So you should not try to do all these things. Always chanting and remembering. Otherwise you will have to test all these things as puranjan. So be very careful. You should not think that I'm young, a beautiful girl and beautiful young boy. So I must marry and after that I will test and then give up. It is absurd. Lakhs and lakhs verse. You have tested all these things. So from beginning we should be have some vairagya. Vairagya means?
Detachment.
All these things. You cannot be happy by these things. And sometimes something I am thinking that many of you are realizing, divorcing one time, two time, three time, four time, five time, even some, it may be in Greenies book that more than 50 times they have changed, but none are happy. You cannot be happy. So he is telling that we should be very strong in these things. Don't waste your time. What about women girls? If that any young boy can be brahmachari, why then cannot be young, very strong brahmachari? They must be. By soul we are same. By covering we are ladies, woman or male. Only this difference, only by cloth. As by changing sari, if you will take dhoti, kurta and all other things, and then you will become like men, and they will, if they are having so much like long hairs and wearing like women, and then they will be seen like women. But really we are eternal servant of Krishna. So we should try to be happy forever by surrendering ourselves in the lotus feet of Gurudev. Very strong in these things. You can't satisfy your these things. Appetite for worldly senses. Never, never. So don't waste your time. This verse should be given only in chanting, remembering of Krishna. After that, Parikshit Maharaj was so happy. But only 4 days are there. 3 days have been passed. Then he told that, I am so much मैं इसके द्वारा बहुत प्रभावित हुआ हूँ. So much influence by this. I know that I want to know how we should proceed in this. Then he told about Bharat Charitra. What is Bharat Charitra? Can you do? Explain. Come on. Right here in golden types. Eternally, all these things. If I am success to write on your hearts all these things, my preaching is successful. I'm not telling that you should give up. If you are married, no harm. From there you should chant, remember. And those who are renounced, they should be renounced very strongly. Very strongly. There is nothing in marriage. Only this is Dilli ka laddu. Dilli ka laddu, you know? But Dilli ka laddu, jo khaya wo bhi pachtaya, jo nahi khaya wo bhi pachtaya. But
this is a sort of laddu.
Yes,
we have like laddu. Who ate it, who did not eat it, he is repenting that I have not eaten it. And who ate it, he also repents. Why I ate it?
Or there is a sweet like, it is like this, but very, it will come, if you will give in mouth, it will be gal jayegi. It will melt and come, nothing, bitter taste. Hawaii. Hawaii means made of air. If Maharaj Yudhishthira went to hell, all the souls suffering there, they become so happy. Oh Prabhu, you should not go from here. Your smell is giving us so much relief. So no harm. Go on, go on.
So Bharat Maharaj was...
If I am going to tell, then I will be engaged only in one upakhyan this 15 days. In one. But I want that you should listen something.
So...
there in his left, next life. Go on. On the bank of Ganges and Gandaki. So many rishis were there, always discussing Harikatha, Srimad Bhagavatam, Puran and all others. So whole day he used to hear, and in morning and evening he used to go to Ganges and take something. And in last, he took Ganges water, and he took bath and he left his body. Then he became
Jarbharat.
In Brahman. He came as a son of a Brahman boy. Last time, when he was dying, he only thinking, oh, I should be renounced from this world. I will know Brahma. Who is Brahma? And thus, thinking this, he have a chance to be a Brahmin boy, and he had chance to develop his tattva gyan. So he Krishna managed him. Go on. Not good thing, but even he was so healthy and he was happy. Anyone could not understand that always he is in like trance. Given in fire, all the dark eyes, Kali began to tell, request him, oh, you accept me? You don't be in this way, otherwise worldly people will not know you. So, please, any offense I have done or done by my persons, please excuse. I know that you are more powerful than me, but you are playing like a drama, I know. Always Krishna saving you. So be merciful to me. Inspire some mercy that I can do bhajan to Krishna. So the devotees are so high, who are chanting, remembering Krishna, even more than all demigods. Then one day he was sitting in the night, anywhere in field. And what became? Rahugan came.
So,
you cannot carry so much load. Oh, you are carrying alone. And even he was not speaking anything. Then he became angry. Oh, you are not thinking that I am king? I will punish you. Always remind this. And what he told more? This nonsense. I will punish at once you. I am king of this whole world. Then Jadbharat smiled. And very honorably he told something. What he told?
I don't remember all the
details. You don't remember? Sit down. You remember? Then you should stand. If there is body, then it is for carrying loads. But who is king? And who is emperor? And who is subjects, mani praja? You told me that you are very lean and thin first, and then you told me so fat. Who is lean? Who is fat? Who is carrying loads? If there is loads, then it should be carried. But what is that load? And he stopped to tell anything. Oh, King, I was going to Maharaj Kapil Dev. Oh, who is this person? And he jumped up from his palanquin and begged, and he did pranam to the Lord's feet of that Bharat. Who are you? And why you are doing so? But I think I could not understand. I am going in association of Kapil Dev and all races, but I could not understand. Oh, I am same Bharat. So many hundred years passed, I was Bharat, and my sons
in my dynasty
after so long time. I am same. Oh, you are Bharat? I have heard about Bharat so much things. And again and again he began to dundle. I could not understand your all words. He told that you should try. Atma, I am Atma, soul, eternal servant of Krishna. But I have forgotten him. And that is now I have come in this shape, covered by this material body and sukshma body, body of mind,
subtle body.
And now I am thinking I am fat. You are thinking that you are emperor. For how many days you are emperor? Who is emperor? This body is emperor or the soul is emperor? This body is thin. You are thin or this matter is thin? Who is fat? I know that there is only one load. What load? Load of this body. Thinking all these worldly things. This is only load. The load of palanquin is not load. So we are soul. You should understand. Anyone is not fat. Atma is what? Partitional. So there should be no any worldly false ego in this. Try to realize Atma. He told that if Atma has no relation with worldly suffering, sorrows and everything, and he is quite separate from this body and mind, then why he is suffering so much? He told that if you take in a vessel water, keep it in fire. He is telling king that take a vessel, in that vessel water some, and keep it on the
fire.
By fire the first the hot the pot will be become hot, and by this in touch water will be hot, and give some rice there that they will be boiled. No? No direct fire to
rice.
So if there is Atma here covered with this body, the suffering of this body will affect that Atma. So, but you are telling that no suffering, no death, nothing is there. How I'll realize all these things? Then he told that
Rahu Kane Tat Tapasana Jati Nachejya Nirva Parad Grihatva Nachandasana Iva Jalagni Sujo Mahatpado Rajo Bhishekam.
Oh, you cannot know all these things only by serving the fixedest of realized souls, devotees, so kind of qualified possibility. Only you will take bath by the lotus dust of that kinds of Mahatma, sadhu or devotee. Then you can realize. You cannot realize this by tapasa. Tapasa mane?
Austerities. Nacha ijya.
Worship.
What worship? Ganesh, Durga, Shankar, all. Not here is told that Krishna worship. Nirvana parad by vairagya. You cannot realize. By grihatva. Grihat means being grihastha and always doing fire sacrifice. Swaha. Swaha. It will not do. Nachandasa. Only reading Vedas. Om Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha. Like this. Likes and likes verse. By Sham Rig Jadu Atharva Ved. Not reading by this. Jala. If you are worship water, like we going to Prayag or here, that these are teeth. But not serving devotees like that. Devotees are more powerful than Ganges, water. But that devotee should be devotee, not having any dvesh, animality or envious or anything. He should truly be. He knows how to serve Vaishnavas, having prem to Krishna, and to reject the persons who are bimukh to Krishna. Always chanting and remembering indulged in Krishna. He has mercy for all. No? Also, someone, oh, giving water to Sun, thinking him God. Om Bhurbhuvasva Tat Savituruvaranyam. Some thinks that this is the mantra of sun doing. No, it will affect. You cannot realize God, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you cannot realize by these things Atma also.
Bina Mahat Padarajo Bhishekam.
Like Narad quickly taking one remnant of Mahaprasadam and hearing Harikatha, he became liberated. Ajamil, taking only one name, and he was real. Revealed his everything. So, only Mahatpajora Vajyabhiresham. Only by the help, by the serving of the lotus dust of such kinds of devotees, anyone can easily realize all these things, otherwise never in whole life. So we should try to serve devotees like this. A guru never tells that bona fide that don't go and listen to Sukadev Goswami. They cannot tell. And if they are telling, then they are not devotees. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Kaya. Law Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhiya. He is telling something. Wherever there is bona fide Harikatha is going on, try to listen it. Sukadev Goswami has not a single disciple. Who were they who assembled there? All were liberated. Who were they? So we should try to go to devotees, serve them, and associate them. There is no bound
wall
of anything, caste, creed, or anything. Jai Krishna Bhaje.
Jai Krishna
Tattavitta Sei Guru. Kiva Vipra, Kiva Nyasi Kei?
Sudra
Kanena. He is Guru who is knowing all these things. So, we should try to follow like Bharat Maharaj. We want to follow only for Vairagya, not for his line. We want to go follow the line of Rupa Goswami. But his Vairagya is there. Tattva Gyan is there. So we want to learn his Vairagya and his practices. Even he was so high, he was qualified to be Rati there in his heart. But he was attached to worldly things like a deer, and he came down for 3 verses. So don't try to be like that. Always remembering Bharat. But quickly, by the association of bhakts, he quickly again had same rati, and then rati to shuddha pure bhakti, and then prema bhakti, and he was liberated. Today, Malli Desh, up to this, again, anything to... what is name?
Guru.
Where is Guru Vani? Stand up. She is given new name. Gaura Priya. You know who is Gaura Priya? Who is Gaura Priya? Beloved of Gaura Chandra. It may be like Vishnu Priya or others. So you are lucky to have this name. Gaura Priya ki?
Yes.
What's your name? Your daughters? What name? Stand up.
Radha Priya.
Oh, Radha Priya is good name. So, Radha Priya ki?
Yes.
And what name?
Revati.
Revati is also so good name. So, Revati Devi ki?
Yes.
Kirtan? Oh, you should do. And you should... disturbing in...
Tune,
very good tune. Clear pronunciation. 8 slokes. 9. And he did. So much thanks to you. Gaur Prema. Thank you.